Sci-Fi Party Line. Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line podcast. This is your hostess, Kat, and today I have with me Steph.
Hi, Kat.
Hey. It's been a long time.
I know. It's been too long, clearly.
Yeah, two months, maybe. I don't know. No, Kat's been studying, so that's how, you know, it rolls. A's happened, so.
Yes. You know, so. I cannot believe it. I'm going to live vicariously through you because I was a terrible.
And since it's been a while, we're going to talk all of Stephanie's favorite, excuse me, Nini's favorite shows. We're going to.
Aren't we Nini now? Have I turned into a Monty Python reference now?
I forgot. You're just Nini. Right.
Bring it back. Bring Nini back.
In joke. Sorry, guys. Some people don't like that. Okay, let's get to the meat. The meat today, yes. We're going to talk American Horror Story.
Yes, indeed.
Walking Dead.
Know it in every way.
Terra Nova. Yeah. and we're going to mention some Grimm. Yeah, yeah. Let's start with, because I'm most excited about this one, and somebody's one episode behind, so we'll have to see what that.
Spoiler me, it's fine.
Okay, whatever. American Horror Story. Let's talk about that first.
Okay.
Okay, so American Horror Story. As everyone know, I hated the first episode. Hated it. Uh-huh. And ever since after the first episode, I am a loyal fan of this show. I think it takes us somewhere different every week. It's a surprise every week. We don't know what's going to happen. And it's a solid hour of television. A lot of people, a lot of people are not responding to it. But American Horror Story is consistently rising in ratings. Everything else is kind of declining, but this one is going up.
Well, that's because of the good writing, I think. I also think that I haven't been this attached to characters in a really long time. I mean, seriously, I'm so invested already. I want to know where they're going, and I'm so glad that these ghosts come back every episode. It feels like it's starting to feel like some creepy, strange family time for me, where we all sit down on the couch and watch the strife of the living or something. It's really fun.
Yeah, because now it seems we have the horror house and everything. Anybody who dies in the house comes back as a ghost and they haunt the house. And this every week we have a different ghost that we're finding out that's in the house. And I didn't catch on to that until they kind of kept it a secret, but they eventually start letting us know that this is what's going on. Mm-hmm. And these ghosts are different because you can touch them, you can feel them, you can interact with them, you think they're alive.
You can have babies with them.
That apparently the Pope doesn't like or something. I don't know.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. I was so happy. I know I'm an episode behind, but the Spooky Girl episode, I was so happy when we found out Tate was the one in the rubber suit, because I totally called it. But
somebody had to get that on record.
And then, there were so many cool things about that episode, including, you know, the sort of introduction of an exorcist feel to it, you know, where there's an antichrist ready to pop out in any minute, you know.
And you're thinking, Vivian, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what? And then it got a little extreme when we find out that it got a little All My Children when Vivian finds out she's pregnant with twins by two separate fathers.
But I loved it. I was like, oh, yes. I
I
love
know, that's
it. It's
perfect. That's
miserable. The children are gonna like fight inside the womb and rip her apart because you know it's coming.
And what an unfair advantage. I mean, one's got cloven feet or whatever. Is called unfair sibling. Oh man, I'm so excited for this. Well, I guess these next two episodes,
Oh,
but
we only have two left.
yeah, I think so. It's like birth and then afterbirth.
Gross. Okay.
Oh please. Oh, you're acting all grossed out by that, and you've
Well,
seen it
I,
in nine episodes,
yeah, I guess so. Oh, I think the latest episode, which you haven't seen, but you already know the spoiler, has to be one of my favorite because I did not see it coming.
kind of saw it coming because I didn't want it to happen, but I guess in the last episode that I saw, which was the Black Dahlia episode, Tate kind of implies that he is going to kill the girlfriend, what's her name, Violet, because he's in love with her and that kind of thing. And I thought, oh no, this is charming right now, even though I know you were Columbine guy in the past. Even though I know that, it's this little love story here is charming. Don't ruin it by trying to kill her. So I'm looking forward to seeing that episode, and you're more than welcome to spoil it for me. It's fine.
Well,
Sorry. Sorry,
it was just I didn't see. Well, you already spoiled it, and I'm unhappy because I tiptoed around and you was like, "No, I already know that the daughter is dead," and I was like, "Oh, great." You don't know how it happened, but it was they drew it out, and you get the emotion, and you don't know that's where they're going because you think Tate has gone mad. You think Tate is being a ridiculous ghost. And the fact that the father is interacting with Violet on a regular basis, you'd never guess. And that's why these ghosts are so tricky because, they're flesh. You'd never know if they're alive or dead. And if you don't know about the house, you don't know who's who and who's alive and
Right.
who's dead. So he doesn't know. He's just been interacting with a ghost daughter for days.
Well, and that's what I love. That's what I love about the whole story. I mean, that's basically what they've been doing is interacting with ghosts and not knowing it. And the only one who did know it was Violet, and now she's dead,
Yeah, and now she's dead, and the way they did it was so heartbreaking, and I can't wait for you to see it. It's really good the
Oh.
way they did it.
Well,
It's
see,
heartbreaking.
actually, America, their own preview spoiled it for me because she's walking with her dad to the car or something, saying she doesn't feel well, trying to go to the hospital. And obviously they're driving away, and then I guess her visage or her ghost is in the house, and I'm like, oh well, she must have died.
Oh,
So
God.
they spoiled it for me, but
Oh, you figured it out.
that's
Okay.
my, well, it's kind of, that was pretty heavy-handed. They're like, yeah, by the way, Stephanie, this is for not watching it. Bam, spoiler.
Oh man, but it's so I don't know. But
I can't wait to
let's
see
go
it.
back to the Black Dahlia episode. I thought that was so clever because we thought we were done with finding out all of the ghosts. We thought we were done with that. I thought we were done with that.
I didn't think we were done with that. But I welcome new ones.
Yeah, but it's like how many ghosts can there possibly be? And they're making new ones every episode. I mean,
Right.
we already figured out about the Black Dahlia, which was very clever
I
because they
thought so
inserted
too.
the yeah, because how Doctor Who he inserts himself into history all the time, like he saves certain, part of history and he manipulate things to make things happen on time or in the right time. Well, this kind of happens. The Black Dahlia episode was kind of like that, where the house was involved with her death.
Right. I thought it was clever that her ghost isn't dismembered. She doesn't have any sort of hint that she was murdered in this horrible way or mutilated in this horrible way. Well, it's because when she died, she really had just been gassed to death, basically. So
Yeah.
it was post-mortem when she was mutilated like that. And so I thought that was clever because that was one way that I thought, well, boy, Are they trying to make her look like the Black Dahlia? Maybe. When she walks onto the screen with the flower in her hair and the just jet black hair, I'm like, well, maybe they're just doing an homage, and then it turned out to be the actual woman. And I thought, oh, cool. But and then I thought, wait, why does she have both her arms, and why doesn't she have skin off her, that kind of thing? Because what's her face, the original lady of the house, she's got a bullet wound in the back of her head. And Hayden, the annoying one with the weird nose, she's got this like choking mark on her, and then
Moira
like
has
as
the eye and
yeah Moira has the eye. Oh, by the way, I'm just now watching 6 Feet Under. I can't see her character in the same way because she's Moira to me now. So
oh God.
she's apparently plays the mom in 6 Feet Under,
A
and I didn't know
mother.
that. I know.
Wow.
Right. But then in the first episode of 6 Feet Under, which I just watched, she's like, I'm a whore. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, there we go. She's just researching her role, apparently.
My God. Oh, that's crazy.
It
Well, I
is
like
crazy.
that we have a new I guess what do they call them? Boy Dahlia.
Oh
And
yeah. It was weird when Hayden slept with him, and like I kind of didn't want him to die because he kept saying he was in love with Jessica Lange's character
no,
constantly
he
kept
was
talking.
not in love with
Well, he kept trying to go back to her, like, well, actually, I really love her. And I thought, oh, what a weird parallel, because don't you know Constance's husband was probably saying that or uttered that sentence once in that house, at least, while he's sleeping around with somebody. And it was creepy and weird, but I don't know. I hope I don't see him very often, though, because his character was sketchy after a while.
Yeah.
So I
You
hope he
see him
doesn't
one
break
more
away.
time. You see him well, in the latest episode he's in there, but it's still a little weird. But yeah, and I think they might not bring him back because what is he to do? You know, what's gonna happen with him? What is he gonna do? Oh, also another thing that happened when the police came to look for Hayden and she showed up. She's a ghost. Nobody knows about the ghost. Nobody knows about the house. She showed up. I just thought it was clever that she showed up to get the police off of the family's trail, off of what's his name, Ben's. You know, because they wanted to blame him, right? And they wanted to say, "Well, you were the last person that seen Hayden. You must have killed her." And Hayden stepped in and saved his butt. And I don't know why she did
Nope.
that.
She did that for selfish reasons.
Well,
She wants to raise that baby as her own. Everybody wants the baby.
oh yes, so
So
right.
she wanted, if he was going to go away to jail, then they couldn't raise the baby together.
Yeah, she's
That's,
crazy, right? I forgot.
yeah, she's crazy and she's selfish as all get out. Yep. I was happy to see her go, and then she kept coming back. I
That's terrible.
will say the like dog in the microwave thing, man. That really freaked me out when she did that, and it wasn't really a dog in the microwave. I was so happy. she is crazy. She is
Some
beyond.
people are really mean. And now, a great addition to the show is Morris Chestnut, the security guy
Oh
from
my God.
V.
Oh my God, he's so handsome.
Oh my God! You see how quick Ben was to jump to conclusion that he was the one sleeping with his wife because he was so handsome and blah blah blah.
I know, and he was really stand up until the very end when he found out that she was pregnant with somebody else's baby. Then he said some little dig like, "Well, I guess you didn't know her as well as you thought," that kind of thing. I was,
Well, I
"Would
think he was
you
doing that. I know, I thought he was just digging at Ben, just talking crap to him, you know? Because I
do
didn't think
that?"
he
Yeah,
was
at
digging
her
it.
expense, I don't
Yeah,
know.
well, I don't know.
Just one notch down in my respect department. Maybe he can earn it back up again by taking off his shirt or something, but I don't know. Man, he is fine.
Oh my God, he's so chocolate and
Oh my
gorgeous.
God, when she was in her bed
With
thinking about.
her vibrator.
Yep.
What was that about?
I was like, oh oh, maybe this will happen. And then weird rubber suit guy came back. I was like, oh. Ruined it.
Yeah. I wonder why did Tate start taking up the rubber suit and killing people? Wait, no. We know that because he wanted a baby for Jessica. Like for his mom, right? What? Or no. He wanted a baby for that the first lady who died because she lost her baby. So
is
Tate
that what happened? Okay.
Remember? Because
I don't know. Maybe I missed that part, but I was like, why did you just do that? You know? I didn't quite understand it. I suspected it, but I didn't understand it.
Well, the first lady ghost, the baby was dismembered and, you know, shipped to her in a box. And so she didn't know her baby was gone. And so she was talking with Tate, of all people. And she's like, she wanted her baby. And Tate went to either have a baby or kill some people to get more people in the house to, you know, try to have the baby in the house. Or I didn't understand Tate's motivation in helping her.
No, I didn't. But he's got this dual personality, and that's why I still think that there's something going on where he's being possessed by something, like a demon of some sort. If he can have, I mean, because he seems to be fractures of selves, you know?
So split personality then.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, maybe he's being driven by something right now and he doesn't know what it is. Mm. Because I think what they were getting at way back in the episode where they explained, you know, what he had done and how he had died, I think they were trying to set that up in that because he was living in the house was starting to make him crazy. Mm. Because he seemed like a nice boy. And then he went completely nuts, and he's starting to. And I guess in the first episode, when he's in therapy with Ben, he says, "I'm seeing all these visions. I don't understand them. There's all this blood in the school, and you know." At first, I just thought, "Well, they're playing the Columbine card, mm-hmm. you know, just to." And I thought he was deliberately doing that just to get under the guy's skin, and of course, it turned out to be something different. Or similar, but, you know, different. And then I thought, well, he's so sweet with Violet.
Yeah.
How does that reconcile, you know, with this other jerk?
I think the rubber suit, maybe it's something to do with the rubber suit. I think the rubber suit has a story.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because once he puts that suit on, crazy town.
I know, crazy pants. Crazy pants. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, I definitely feel like there's something in the house controlling them all. I mean, they all have all the ghosts have hinted at being driven by something on occasion. So,
what,
like,
what?
Hayden's like, God, why am I so horny all the time? And, the gay couple, man, they're driven to, like, cheat.
Oh, and, yeah, and then they wanted to have a baby as well.
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, Moira is driven, obviously, to do these other things.
Depraved like a mofo.
I know, and so I don't know what it is. I have a feeling that it stems back to the first crazy guy, Albie from Big Love.
I know. He's always been crazy. I love that guy.
I know.
Well, I think that he may have been crazy, but they were being slowly driven crazy. And there has to be something prior to them.
Oh, my God. If you tell me it's like built on an ancient burial ground. I will turn the TV off and
it's gonna be awesome because then the house will like implode like on the end of Poltergeist.
Oh my God. that can't happen. That's almost as bad as, and then Violet woke up and it was all a bad dream. Like,
Oh man, that would be horrible.
I know, and she's sleeping next to Bob Newhart.
Oh
Nope.
my God, no. I think, well, so the latest episode, it because now it feels like no one's safe. If the daughters died, nothing is safe, and I think that Ben and Vivian are about to go through big hell.
I think they're gonna die by the end of this season, and they're coming back as ghosts in the second season. I have a feeling that one of them is going to die in this latest episode. Maybe Vivian will die in childbirth. I don't know. And maybe she won't realize it.
If Vivian dies, she's gonna come back as the ghost that warns people to get out or try to help them and stuff like that.
Right, and I think Ben will just be in constant denial because that's kind of been his character theme. It's just, I mean, he buried Hayden with a shovel and put a gazebo over her, yet he's like totally believing when the police came to there, he's totally believing she's alive, and God, why could you do that, you know? And I'm like, did you forget about this? And then the whole fact that home invaders tried to kill his family and they're still living there. They're not in a Motel 6 down the road. I mean, what the hell? That's called denial number one. Oh, and then he can't reconcile anything, so he puts his wife in a mental institution.
That was horrible.
Even after he sees Moira physically turn into an old woman right before his eyes, like,
That was crazy. He didn't. Like, what is going on with him? It is. He's the worst psychiatrist ever. Has to be.
He's the brokest psychiatrist ever. How does he still make ends meet? Plus, his wife's in a mental institution. That's not cheap. I don't know. Maybe he's already dead. Maybe that's the big.
Well, no, because he can leave the house.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Hayden left pretty far with the house. She got to the police station, but she must have willed herself.
Oh, well, but it was night or whatever. It was on Halloween when they could take
Yes, you're
whatever.
correct.
And then when the sun came up, she disappeared. Which is interesting because the Hellspawn child wasn't conceived on Halloween. So how the hell did Tate impregnate this girl? I just don't even know.
It's dark matter.
I guess
Yeah.
it's strong rubber.
Because
Rubber comes the next week.
if, yeah, because maybe it's the rubber suit again. Maybe the rubber suit is like the black
Oh,
oil from
oh,
X-Files.
God, let's get off of this subject. I can't. I need to cleanse, 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 cleanse. Oh my God, my
Telling you,
little
it's like the black
pumpkin. I
oil
will
from
please, please
X-Files,
let her.
man. But
No.
this to me is, I mean, I'm not gonna go all ridiculous and say it's like Lost, but I think it has that Lost replacement feel because there's something weird every episode, and each episode is really different. It's not Serial in a way that Serial, it's not to be continued every episode, but it kind of is. But they still manage to have a different story thrown in.
Yeah, you get a sense that the writers actually like what they're doing. They like their job
Yeah.
instead of writers that are like can't wait to get to their next gig, you
Terrible.
know? So, yeah, I love it. And I think that you're right to compare it to Lost in that way because it feels as though this show is written for the fans as well. I really feel like they're writing this show for me personally.
Yeah.
Of course, I know that they're not, but man, I'm hooked because
Yeah.
I am absolutely interested in what happens to the characters each week. I welcome new ghosts in that house
I
because
do, yeah.
it seems like an infinite number of storylines there. Apparently, the redheaded kids are coming back. The two
Oh,
twins, the
yeah.
twins, rather. Yeah, so apparently they're coming back. That'll be fun. That'll be kind of Partridge Family. And then I just can't wait to see more of the gay couple. I love them
I
so much.
know. Oh, I know. Do I love them? So that is American Horror Story, guys. Keep up with it. I hope we sold you on how ridiculous and crazy it is each week. It gives you that weekly WTF that you're looking for.
Yeah.
And the characters, the actors are just amazing.
It's creepy and funny and intriguing and mysterious all in one.
Yeah.
And it's fun. It's
Yeah.
really fun.
And speaking of something else that's creepy, let's move on to Walking Dead. So we got to the mid-season finale of The Walking Dead, and why don't you lead with this one? What's your oh my God?
Talking. I'm just reliving the last 10 minutes.
Let me tell you, you know what you're doing right now?
Yeah.
When, let me, I'm gonna jump to the end. So this is what I thought when Sophia walked out as a baby girl zombie. All
Yep.
I heard in my head was Stephanie saying, "Yes." That's all I heard.
But the funny thing is, I download it from iTunes because I'm cheap, and I download it from iTunes and then watch it on my commute to work every
Oh
morning.
my God, that's embarrassing.
You know, I did that on the bus. I was like, "Oh Oh my God. I've actually got a couple of people that like to watch it over my shoulder, even though it's completely muted to them. But I think they just like my reactions because I don't hold back, and I'm like that in movie theaters too. I don't know. Take that. Take that or leave it. But yeah, so holla back, Portland Bus 66, got to hear that. Yep.
Oh my God. Because I gotta tell you, this season of Walking Dead, super slow. I was really kind of getting frustrated. It was, it's, oh, we're gonna be highbrow, and yes, we're in zombies, so we're not gonna go for the cheap scares every week, or where, I mean, or every episode. We're gonna give you feelings. We want you to feel. We want you to blah blah. And I was like, you know what? I just want to kill zombies. I want to see brains. I want to see, people's necks getting larynx or throats getting ripped out of their necks, and I just want to see some gore.
So, talking of Lost, I really felt like this show was the parallel to Lost. So there were these really long speeches and these kind of epiphanies that every character had to have, and they were all very
We
poignant.
had a whole ab abortion episode.
Yes.
Just like, why are we having an
Talk
entire
about Brenda Walsh needed to come out and have a conversation with Donna Martin. I mean, it was so 90210. Oh,
Say gossip
God.
girl now, okay? No,
Oh, sorry.
thank
Never
you.
mind that
Come
reference.
get your
I'm sorry.
show, 1982. No, I'm sorry. No,
Oh,
but
my
yeah, I just couldn't believe that we spent the whole episode discussing what you would do in discussing family planning in the event of a zombie
Well, okay,
apocalypse.
so there were several layers of controversy going on that I can understand. I can understand why they did that, and I can understand, this character, her struggle to decide this because, on the one hand, she already has a child that she wants desperately to live, even though he's, what does he really have to live for? This is no world for him. And then, of course, bringing in this other child who, she doesn't actually know who the father is, even though she's telling herself that it's, what's his name? Is it
Rick.
Rick? Yeah. Yeah, that's not his kid.
You think it's Shane's kid?
I think it's Shane's kid.
Well, if he keeps it up, he's gonna have two kids with that one chick,
Oh, that was so.
Andrea.
I didn't want to see that at all.
I thought
I
it was, you know, 'cause she
grabbed his
needs.
trunk and she gave him that weird look, and I was just like, please cut away. Please cut away.
No, we got to see her grab his crotch.
I know. She did. She's like, I want this. I'm going, okay.
I was like, girl, that's a mistake. You just came off of trying to survive. Yeah. And then they stopped. They was like, screw it. Let's stop the car and go now.
Yep. So, I mean, I'm happy that she's a distraction for Shane, but can I? Oh my God. What is the old man's name? Daryl? Is that his name?
Dale.
Dale! When he took the guns and he hid them in the swamp, and then Shane came after him.
Love that you're singing this whole thing. It's a music
What?
video.
Oh my God, that was such a Macbeth moment. I was like, somebody is gonna die tragically right now. Oh my God, what a great buildup, because I didn't know this before. I haven't ever read the graphic novels
Me
of
either.
Walking
Right.
Dead, but apparently Dale and Andrea fall in love with each other and get together despite the ginormous age difference.
I was told that because Dale had a camper, him and Andrea had an agreement that she would put out just to stay in his
Oh
camper.
my God.
But that was the relationship that they had, and it was, you know, just sex for, you know, a place to,
Convenience.
yeah. And once Shane came along, they kind of broke up and blah blah blah. And
Oh, see, no, I didn't know that part.
so that's what I was told, but I haven't read it. Guys, you know, correct us.
Yeah, please do,
Not
because
aggressively. Not aggressively. But you know.
yeah, so I heard that angle and I thought, oh, well, this is starting to make sense now that Dale is so upset that Andrea could possibly go for Shane, even though, I mean, it's kind of obvious, really, that they would gravitate toward each other,
Now they're both
you
dancers.
know?
They're
And
both kind of hot.
yeah, they're around the same age, they're attractive, and it's the end of the world, you know? Right, so. That makes more sense to me now that I hear that kind of backstory that there might be actual romantic feelings there with Dale.
Now we
But,
got romantic in air quotes there.
yeah, well, yeah.
Because that's being optimistic.
Because
I
that's
think it
really
was
super
just.
skeevy. That you twisted it on a dime for me. Like, suddenly I thought I was feeling compassion for him, and now I'm like, what? Pimp Dale? What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just still, I'm gonna shut that out of my mind for now and go back to the last 10 minutes when they're at the well, I guess you're gonna have to shoot me. And Dale's like, well, I guess I'm gonna have to shoot you. And I was like, somebody is going to die. And this is how exactly how it was on the bus, by the way,
Oh
which is
God.
why I have people watching over my shoulders. Oh, this is amusing.
It was really intense, that scene, because, you know, Shane came, well, before we could kind of see that Shane was a guy who would do anything for his
Oh.
family or whatever, and he was just, you know, yeah, he killed, you know, Chubby McChubbardson, what do
Dude,
you call him? McPudge,
Pudgy,
right.
Pudgy McPudge.
Okay,
Yeah, he is
so.
Cape Fear now.
But no, let's say that he really loved the kid and he wanted, you know, Cape Fear, I mean McPudge. No, we didn't care about McPudge. He the one who got us in the situation in the first place. So
No, we
it's
care
like,
about.
okay, well, he's dead, you know, I don't know. But this the swamp scene really showed us what Shane is made of and that he's dark. And that he came out and said, you know, if you think I will shoot a guy that I suppose that's supposedly my best friend, what do you think I'd do to you?
Let's be be honest here and say that you're not gonna last long. I'm like, oh, can't
I mean,
believe
he just came out and said it.
he did. Oh my God, I'm uncomfortable even now, and I saw that a couple weeks ago. Oh, I'm still uncomfortable about it. It's making me need a shower. Like, I'm weirded out by the whole thing. That was amazing.
Yeah, it was intense.
It was. And then, of course, you didn't see all of the stuff that was leading up to Sophia coming out of the barn, and then you put it back together at the very end. It was so cool. Because they're in that swamp. I thought when they were trying to get those stupid zombies out of the swamp, and I thought, oh my God, this is ridiculous. And then I started writing like little notes in my head. What am I going to talk to Kat about? Oh, the fact that this is stupid and idiotic that Rick's trying to save zombies out of a
No, it was the old man. The old man, well, these are our fam. What's his name? Herschel. Herschel, these are
Yeah.
our family. And our family, we need, they're just sick. And we're going to get an antibody and we're going to cure them. And blah, blah,
I know.
blah. So McPudge was putting them all in a barn. And on, if McPudge had been alive and survived the attack on the school or whatever, he would have been able to tell them. You know, if they'd seen a girl, they never got around to asking him.
No, they didn't. And then when Glenn looks in the barn, it's dark and at night,
So he didn't
so he
see
didn't
all of them
see
either.
her.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, and then of course it feels like several weeks have passed, but really it's just hours, you know, when Glenn finds out about the barn and then he tells them, it's just hours. But then, you know, they're talking at this Herschel and Rick. He's like, Otis said, you know, they'll just lead you and just let them lead you. And I'm like, oh my God, Otis totally did this to Sophia. That's where Daryl found her doll. And I was like, oh, it's all coming together now. All of it. It was so poetic and so cool
But how
and
she
heartbreaking.
came out, because I thought, you know, when they're standing and they're gunning down the zombies and you know, they kill everybody and the show didn't end, and then we get this dramatic sweep of the camera over to the barn, and then there's something lurking out really slow. I
Yeah.
just like, holy crap,
I know.
they're gonna do it. They're gonna do,
I knew
oh
it.
my God, there's a little girl I think that was the only way they could have ended it. I am so happy they ended it like that. It was awesome.
Well, yeah, and obviously it was the most obvious thing. It was the most obvious way to end it, but it was also they needed to end it that way, like you said, because everybody was holding out hope, and it was a ridiculous hope. You know, she didn't get that far. She couldn't have gotten that far. They've been combing for several days for this child. Why would she hide from them? But they held out this hope, and it was largely because of Rick and I guess his feeling of responsibility to find her.
And Carol,
And Carol,
with
yeah.
her
And then,
whining, jeez.
right. And then when it comes down to it, Rick's the one who had to shoot her.
Yeah, 'cause Shane just froze, or even either.
Everybody froze. It was all like death and carnage seconds before that with like video game style shoot the zombies.
I know
And then.
somebody's face got shot off, and then their jaw just got blew off, and we saw teeth. It was horrible. I was like, this is what I've been waiting for the whole, and so it feels like they've been like, we're gonna do this big finale, but we kind of have to drag it out because we don't know what we're gonna do. It's like we've been stuck on this barn the whole time.
Right.
You know,
Well, and
it's the safety.
oh, how effective was that? It had gotten so tense, and we didn't even realize it. You know, because they had these, all throughout the second season, they had these damn monologues, and they were just really long and annoying. And I know they were trying to be Shakespearean, but that's cool. And then, you know, little bit of zombie killing, little bit of trying to find an undigested girl in a zombie gut, and like,
my God.
finally, but that was the audience was getting tense with that too. Like, I want this to resolve. I want this to resolve. And then, but I didn't realize it until that moment with Dale and Shane, where how tense it had gotten for the characters. Like, it's time to face this, and your way is stupid, and my way is better, kind of thing. And then, when
Yeah, because Shane went ballistic at the end. That was so scary. That's Cape Fear right
I
there.
was so tense.
That was
Oh
American
my God.
Psycho crazy. That was.
I was so. I mean, I was like having cramps. It was so tense. Oh my God, this guy is going to lose it when he starts. What is this? What is this? And he just sort of charges across the farm and he's like, would a live person come back from this? He starts shooting her, and I'm just
But he
like,
had a point. It
he
was
did.
he made his point horribly.
He did. And I was so, I don't know, like part of me was like, thank you, finally, the voice of reason. And then I thought, oh my God, I'm a
Yeah, but the
sick
voice of
person.
reason is kind of crazy, and people didn't want to take it, and
Oh no, I'm not saying that he isn't crazy as hell, but what his action was the sort of manifestation of all of this frustration throughout the
Yeah.
whole season. Like, everybody's being crazy. Sophia died. You're not wanted here anymore. Move on, And then he just compl I can't wait to find out what Herschel is going to say and do.
I don't know. I don't know, 'cause he was on the ground on his knees. He was just collapsed,
Oh
pretty
no, he was
much.
completely in shock. And of
Yeah.
course, because he knew these people that were getting their jaws blown off. And, it's different. It's different when you see one of your own people die,
And that, I think, hey, they made that point because, the crew did not know any of these people in the barn, but Herschel and his crew knew them. But you saw that when they saw the one person that they knew, everybody stopped, everybody felt, everybody was Herschel at that
Yeah.
moment when Sophia came out of the
It
barn.
was so beautiful. It was so poetic.
Oh.
I just like my chest just sank when she's doing her thing. She's coming out in this kind of like wonder lust or something. I don't know. It was just very strange. Or she comes out and it's all slow motion. And I'm like, well, Shane, let's go. You're the one that's supposed to be doing this. And of course it's Rick really who needs to step up and do the humane thing. I'm really glad that it was him who did it. Of course, if it were anyone else, then it wouldn't be the show that it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
That was good. I mean, they put us through some. I kept complaining about how slow the season was, but they did right by us
well, yeah,
with that.
absolutely.
Yeah.
And I won't complain anymore about
Oh,
the guy.
BS. It's part of my DNA to complain, and it's not that I don't like the show. It's just that I wanted more killing and more zombies and more.
I did too. I will not complain anymore because I about the slowness of the plot, because they deliver. They do.
Yeah, but they starved us and then gave us a steak. So I mean, is that, do you reward them for torturing us and then, like, giving us a great hotel to stay in after they keep us in a shabby house or something? I don't know.
Hey, at least they didn't go and like wake up in purgatory and meet at a church. Like,
Okay,
that's
no, stop it. Stop it. Oh my God. Oh my
I'm
God.
just saying, this was such an appropriate ending to the season.
They did go to a church though, and it did have, it was a little like, why are we here? What are we
Well, and maybe that was part of the point. Why are you here? There's no place for God here with all these, disparaging people. Or is there? And then they see Herschel's character. I don't know. I love it. I'm so thankful that I got to see that finale. It was amazing. I
They
love
have,
this television.
yeah, I do too. They have this, I guess, talk show afterwards called Talking Dead, and I watched that. And they had Daryl Dixon, the redneck, on there,
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I fell in love with his character.
I'm starting to, yeah. I'm
Because he
hoping.
came from, well, his brother was actually the asshole and,
Yeah.
doing all the racial slurs, and Daryl just kind of followed him. But Daryl went out. He's the one who put his butt on the line to go look after Sophia. He's the one that kept on bringing flowers, and he just had a lot of growth.
Oh, and then when you watch that episode again with the whole Cherokee roses, the final episode where he and Carol are out searching for Sophia, and everybody else is, of course, dealing with all the other things that are going on. They see another Cherokee rose, and Carol finally says, "I believe it. We'll find her." And I'm like, "Oh, that's sad because they are, you know." I
Yeah,
watched
they
it
do
again. I'm
find
like,
her,
"They
yeah.
are gonna find her."
It
Oh, yeah. Those are two really super good shows.
Yeah.
I'm tell you, lately I've been watching terrible television, so I'm just real thankful for these ones.
I gotta tell you, they nobody I've never seen so many grown people so happy to see a kid die. Right? I'm including myself in that, so don't think I'm on a high horse or anything. But I was just like, "Oh God, it's over with," because we had both of the kids' story going on, and it just, wow, it
No,
was exhausting.
no, I know.
But yeah, so there are some crappy shows on, but these two are highlights. And
Oh, they are.
if you're not watching American Horror Story: Walking Dead, you have to. Now, I don't want to be rude, but speaking of crappy stories, I don't think it's a crappy story. I really love this show, Terra Nova. Steph is having, excuse me, Nee is having some problems with Terra Nova. I, on the other hand, am a fan of like 4400, Deep Space Nine, all of those Sarah Connor Chronicles and stuff.
I loved Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Well, these are the guys that wrote shows like that. And so they're behind the
So.
Terra Nova. However, Stephanie, with the majority of the population just aren't buying it. They're not digging it. They don't want it.
Nope.
And
No.
I just think it's a decent show. It's easy to watch. It's a solid hour of TV. I don't know what people are looking for exactly, but I think it's okay. So I'm interested to know, like, what's the deal? Why do you hate it? Is it slow? Is it what?
Okay, so it's when I first started to watch it was super glossy. It was super produced, and everybody was just extremely beautiful.
See, Carl said the same thing, and I don't understand what's wrong with you people. Like, I don't, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, think about American Horror Story. There are some beautiful people mixed in with some like normal looking people, and then some really ugly people, kind of like the real world. And the same goes with Walking Dead. I mean, there are some pretty guys, pretty girls, and then there's some ugly people, and then again, there's some just regular people. This everybody is beautiful, and everybody is super smart. I don't know. So that was just the one thing, but
Well,
then.
maybe, in their part of town or in their little earth where they come from, everybody's turned out pretty. Can we go with that? We could go with that. Everybody's
Well.
turned out pretty. They've gotten the ugly people out, and this is what we get.
So.
But in order to do that, they had to kill the earth. So it makes sense.
I think had they included something like you were suggesting in the plot, I would have bought it. Like,
I think you missed it.
had they said, "Well, this is a lottery only for pretty people because by God, we're gonna have to populate the earth again, so we don't want any of you ugly to
That
be."
Australian guy ain't pretty. The
Well,
barkeep.
yeah, he's actually my favorite character, even though he's the most stereotyped. And then Taylor's character, they're starting to develop his character more. They keep trying to get us to hate him, but I think he's really endearing.
I do too, and I wish he'd take his shirt off and show his guns a bit more.
I like him.
It's
I
just
hope
so
that
great to watch on
he
TV.
and what's her name? The one from the leader of the Sixers?
Oh, Mila or Mira, Mira.
Kira, I hope they have sex really soon because
They, I
they
think they
need
kind of had sex, but it was in a TV
it was
story.
like eye sex or what?
No,
Because
they had that whole
I saw no
episode.
constipation.
They had to hang out with each other.
I know, right?
And
And I
it
was
was
like,
like,
where is the sex scene with the
I
sax
think it
solo?
was there. It was just, understood, and we didn't get to see it. But I sure did.
What?
I sure did. I
I
tweeted. I tweeted
intimate that.
Mira and Taylor slash. I. You
They
can't.
were smushing. No, I did not get that at all. I just got the sexual attention, you know. Actually, I have to say, good for them that they got rid of the stupid baby dinosaur really early on.
I like the
Thank
baby
you
dinosaur. I
so
wanted to be their
much.
pet.
What? Are we in the Flintstones? Is that Dino?
I
No,
forgot.
it's
The show
not.
is so super cute. Why not have a baby dinosaur?
Oh my God, then I would simply break up with the show forever if that happened.
Why does everybody have
Like,
a problem with the baby dinosaur? They can have
are
a.
you
I really don't have a problem with it. I thought it was cute. Every time I saw it, I was like, oh, look
baby dinosaur?
at
Did you see how big that thing grows to? Yeah.
Poop to clean up, that wouldn't be pretty.
Yeah, I was really thankful that I got rid of that. I'm actually, it's kind of strange. Like the opening credits don't really make sense anymore because it seems, from the opening credits with the silhouette of the family, it seems like it's going to be about the family dynamics and all that. But it's not really. It's actually been more about the conspiracy behind, Oh,
Sixers.
who's Taylor's son? Scrappy
Oh.
Doo out in the woods.
Oh, cabin. Sun in the Woods. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Sun
Yeah.
Taylor.
It's all about the I mean, it's turning into this conspiracy
Yeah, but
theory
the
story.
conspiracy is so weak because, like, Taylor's been on that, I guess, the New Earth for all this time. And
Yeah.
the Taylors, I mean the Shannons, came in on what do they call it? An Exodus, whatever they're called. I forgot what they call it actually, but they came on the Exodus. So if old Earth had a problem with what Taylor was doing, why would they? They can only send missions like maybe once a year or however often they do it. Why would
Right.
they send soldiers then to take out Taylor? Why would they just send a bunch of scientists and a bunch of civilians and stuff like that if they'd had a problem with Taylor for all this time? Like,
Yeah, I
we have
don't
seen
know. That's
that.
really, yeah.
Why did we
Well,
just have Shannon them? Yeah, it just makes no sense to me
and
that.
then you know what else? I don't know anything about a time gate. I mean, it could run on the shrieking souls of the damned, for all I know, but
Wow.
I do know
Wow.
there's got to be more to it than like just one person out in the woods knows how to get back to the future. Really? Just one person? I don't know. I feel like the plot is really super thin. And that's why I broke up with it initially. Now I kind of got back to it, like a little bit of rebound, coming back to the source just to see if it's gotten better, which it actually has.
That's just really big of you to admit that you think that it's getting a little bit better. I'm proud of you.
It's conditional though. I'm gonna leave if we have more baby dinosaurs. I'm gonna leave probably if we have any more stories about the dude that does not belong in the family, the older son. If we have any
What are you
more with
talking about? Talking
it's
You don't like Josh? I love Josh is cool.
He looks like Bert from Sesame Street if Bert were a human. Like, he looks really scary. And maybe it's because everybody else in the colony is pretty and he's the odd one out, but I don't
Oh
know.
God, I don't know. I don't know what
Maybe
people want from
a
this
Muppet
show.
caught in a boy's body. I don't know. I don't like him. Plus, he's really annoying. And then he's got, but I will say, I'm interested in the girl who's hopelessly in love with him. I don't remember her name, Skylar or
Yeah,
some
Sky.
silly name.
Sky.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then we come to find out that her parents aren't really dead. One is alive, and she's
Spy.
the spy that's been doing secrets to keep her mom
Oh,
alive for
that's another
whatever.
annoyance. Oh, the Firefly thing, where Taylor like goes to this elaborate scheme to like frame Shannon as the spy, like I don't know, he planted some sort of device
Yeah.
in their house so that the Firefly would go there and blah de blah blah, so he could imprison. I'm like, are you kidding me with that? Why don't you just confront him? What is
Yeah, why
that?
don't you just get a beer and talk?
And also,
Meet women.
you want to find out who the spy is, why don't you have the Firefly go to the real spy and then settle this Shannon crap later? I don't know.
Yeah, the story isn't that tight. Okay, I'm gonna be the first to admit
Isn't
that.
that tight?
Okay, the story is a little loose.
Department, okay? These people have elastic belts because this is like seriously loose, loose plot. Ugh.
I don't know why I'm so forgiving to this show. I am not hard on it at all, and I don't know why. Something's going on with me right now because I had the nerve. Like, people really got on my case last night because I was like, yeah, Green Lantern, it was decent enough. What? Oh my God, you're crazy. That thing was horrible. And it's just like, eh. I mean, it was watchable, it had its cuteness, and I was done with it, but it
Oh,
didn't.
man.
Oh no, it was okay.
I'm okay with that. That's fine. You watched Green Lantern, I watched 7 episodes of The Black Dawn. So we're even. We're totally even. I think, I don't know what's wrong with this show. I think that it kind of feels displaced in time. In that, and I'm sorry for the pun there, but like, in that, it seems like a show that was written for the late 80s and early
Yeah,
90s.
it does. It does. I think that's why I like it because it reminds me of the good old days when they used to tell stories like this.
Yeah, well, they did it better on Star Trek: The Next Generation.
I think they're going for that feel though because they hired the same guys, the same directors, and it has that same feel and it has those little
It
happy
does.
stories. But then overall, the stories, if you pay up too much attention, they don't make any. They don't. You know, I'll be the first
Yeah.
one. They don't make any sense, and it's
But I
not
feel like
enough.
I'm at a reunion concert where it's like I should have left my memories alone. Like, literally, I feel like this probably would have been a good couple of maybe like a 3-episode story arc in, Star Trek: The Next Generation, or even like Deep Space Nine, or something like that. It seems outdated. I don't know. I'm giving it another chance, though. Glossy, super overproduced television seems to be in right now, so maybe I'm just the one that's not hip. Maybe I'm just the crotchety old lady who can't expect things anymore.
Shake your cane at him, girl. Okay, and we have one more TV show that we want to discuss. And Carl's going to get upset with us because he wanted to talk about this. But, you know, there's more episodes, so he'll get his chance.
It hasn't gotten canceled yet.
Grimm.
Grimm! Yay!
I don't understand why people like this show.
Well, I'm kind of with you. I don't really understand why people like this show either, but it's charming. Maybe that's why. Helmet hair guy has got to do something else other than whatever he's doing, whatever hair product he's got going on right
You mean
now
the
needs
main
to change.
guy?
Yeah, Nick.
Oh, okay.
Nick has got to change his hair. But other than that,
He looks like
Oh,
poor man's Brandon Routh. Have I said that already? I think I have.
I don't know, but he does. He looks kind of like a Just for Men ad where like his hair is entirely one color and it's creepy. Like it looks like he could have a Lego hair and just put on his head. It's that helmety. But that's
Okay, I would
okay.
suggest anything of substance about Green. Because that was really long. That really talk about this guy's hair, but he has a weird part and he has like this bangs and it's a swoop and it
That's
just really
odd.
bothers me because
It's
the
thin.
short part, the part that's not the big part, is kind of poofy. And
He looks kind of like poor man's Tom Cruise from Cocktail to me.
oh my God.
Anyway, getting to the meat of the story,
So
I
maybe
think
it's Supernatural in Portland with cops.
yeah, I think Supernatural is probably the better show. I'm hoping that the show will come into its own. It's starting to get a little bit darker.
Like
I think
what?
part of why people like you, friends that I respect, don't like the show. I think it's just being a little safe right now. It's playing it very safe to try and like make it to that second season. But for me, I like that it's set in Portland. I like the little spin on it. I wasn't expecting kind of a Buffy the Vampire Slayer show, and it was a nice surprise for me. I was like, I'll watch it because I recognize the scenes. I recognize some of these landmarks. I'll
Wait, so
watch
it's
that.
actually filmed in Portland and not in Vancouver that looks like Portland.
Oh no, it's actually filmed in Portland, and
What?
yeah, man.
It
Oh, they're very, very Portland things in there.
Oh.
All the bridges are totally Portland. It's shot in city. It's shot in the old not City Hall, but the police headquarters down there. And yeah, there are a lot of things filming here right now, so it's kind of weird. You never know, like if you it's like sometimes you'll see this camera crew going down the street and you're like, oh man, another show. Damn it. Which is weird because I never thought I would be saying that in Portland, Oregon. But no, so it's cool to see that. It's cool to be like, oh man, I just walked over that just a couple of days ago, or hey, that's Multnomah Falls, woohoo, and so that's cool, but the stories are getting better. I like the werewolf guy, the Blood Bot or whatever, Blood
Yeah,
Bot.
yeah.
I like Monroe. He saved the show for me.
Serious, huh?
Yeah, he did. I know you don't like him because he's ugly, but
Don't, that's not why I don't like him. I think, let's see, what has he been in that I've seen before that he's been in Numbers, he's been in Law and Order, My Name is Earl, Shill, Prison Break,
holy hell.
CSI, Cold Case,
He like
Medium,
the dead body
Jesus,
because I've never
probably 24, NYPD Blue, X Files.
He was in X-Files?
Yeah, Dark Skies. Oh,
What?
okay. Silk Stockings. Ooh. Let's not. The Pretender. So I guess we've seen Birds of Prey. Jeez. Jag. He's been in some stuff, this guy. So it's like I've seen him, but I was like, I can't really place him, but he's been in everything. So that's why his face is familiar.
Well, and he's playing kind of a familiar role in the buddy scenario, which is kind of weird because it makes the guy's partner superfluous.
Yeah.
I thought,
Think they're just going for diversity here because I don't see what his partner has to do.
yeah,
I think
what
he's
is he?
gonna die.
I don't think his partner is gonna die. So, what I feel like is finally it's getting into more than just a 40-minute episode show where they're kind of extending some of the plot
Well,
over a
yeah, because
couple.
they had the thing with the bees, and the bees said something was coming or to be.
Yeah,
They had Nana
yeah,
Visitor from Deep Space Nine.
yeah. And then his fiance, or has he proposed to her yet? I don't know. The one with the weird face. I do like that she, in the last episode, she's kind of on to him now. Like, she knows something's going on with him. So.
I think she's gonna brush that off because he's a cop. The guy was being super weird. But yeah, I can see why you're saying that, and maybe she'll dig deeper, but she's
I
kind
think she will. I think that as soon as the partner finds out, his partner finds out that there's something else going on, because other okay, so if the partner never finds out what's going on, it's literally going to be like Clark Kent and Superman and
oh
Lois Lane,
God, small
or
fall
else
all over.
He-Man and Adam, his alter ego. Like, literally nobody could
Wow.
figure it out.
He-Man had an alter ego?
Adam.
Wow, I don't think I pay that much attention to that show. All I just remember
Prince
him doing
Adam.
going to Castle Grayskull in his nice little boots with Orko and She-Ra. That's all I remember. I don't remember his alter
Prince
ego.
Adam was always like chided at the end because he was never around. Like, he was this lazy dude. He was never around for the action.
I just
Yeah, so.
remember Orko, and I think, Orko never said, and now knowing is half the battle, but I always watched He-Man and G.I. Joe back to back, so that's together. Okay, wow. Sidetrack.
Okay. Yeah. So
She's on to him.
I think that the partner guy is gonna find out, because if he doesn't, it's gonna be a little bit ludicrous. But ludicrous. I wish it were a little bit ludicrous. This show is so much
I
better.
promise we are not drinking. We are completely sober. Well, Clark Kent and Smallville, they went on for like 8 seasons without some people knowing.
No, I will not. I will not watch that. I don't have time. But I like his character. Even though he has done hardly anything in the show, I want him to know more so that the three of them can be a team. Then it would be different dynamic from Supernatural, because right now people are comparing it to Supernatural, and this show, Grimm, is always going to lose compared to Supernatural, because Supernatural is awesome.
And it has hot guys.
Yes,
And
absolutely.
better car.
Yes.
The lead guy too, I don't know, he just doesn't convince me. The partner, I don't know what they were doing when they cast this show, because it's the casting. Now, I will say that the casting of Sasha Ruiz from he was from
Kafka.
Paprika, Warehouse 13. I love
Oh.
that man. If I ever meet him, I will hump his leg. I love this guy. I really
He's
love him.
sleazy. I
I
didn't
love
think
it.
that. Yeah, he's playing a really good villain.
However, he's kind of typecast because he's always playing the evil guy skulking in the background, so.
Well, in Caprica, he kind of walked that line of I will do evil things in the honor of my family or for the honor of Grayskull.
Well, that's kind of what he's doing too, because he has the greater good, blah 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 blah. But
No,
I don't care. He's so gorgeous. I love he. That man can wear a no no. This he wears the suit so beautifully.
okay, so the guy from Threshold with the he came in with a really crappy Russian accent, or maybe he was French or German. I don't, it was so crappy I couldn't discern what accent it was. He came in, and then Quattrone guy came and cut off his ear. Remember that? I was like, beat down of the something. I don't even know. But yeah, he's definitely evil. There isn't a good side to this guy.
You know who I like
There
too?
isn't a good.
Sergeant Wu. Because this is the guy, he's the Asian cop. He's so funny to me. He's was in No Ordinary Family, Persons
Okay.
Unknown.
Yeah, I like his character too. See, that's the thing. It doesn't have to just be this buddy duo. They could bring more characters in, because maybe that's the problem. This show reminds me too much of all these other shows that I've seen.
Yeah.
I want them to stop playing it safe and to come into their own. I saw flickers of it in this last episode with the Pied Piper, with the rats. I thought that was a really cool episode. It was a little bit darker than what they had normally done. Again, they had continued a storyline from previous episodes where the partner and the fiance, they both feel like there's something wrong with Nick. They don't quite know. They're suspecting something, and they're sort of on the verge of finding out the secret. And I think it'll be a good thing. I love the setting. It feels like Portland is another character in the show for me.
Nice, yeah.
So, because it is, I know that you already talked about Grimm and like people were comparing it a little bit to Twilight, which made me so
Oh
sad.
God, that's
So
Eric
sad.
doing that, and wow, he's living in his own brain. I love him to death, but when he said that, it made me work too hard to connect that to Twilight. I see where he was going. I get
Yeah,
it, but
with
you
the
know,
werewolf
good
thing, but
Lord.
it died with that episode. Like they're not doing Twilight for everything, and yeah. But still, even so, it the settings do have this sort of mystical feel to them, and so they kind of feel like there would be these creatures in hiding, in these woodsy areas. So it seems like I can suspend my disbelief enough. I liked the stories enough to watch it all the way through, and Monroe oftentimes saves the episode for me, which is why I was very sad this last go round. So I thought that the Three Little Pigs episode was kind of sad, when the two families are feuding and the cop comes and shoots out in cold blood. These two brothers had nothing to do with the feud, and so I thought that was pretty
Ooh, have I
sad.
missed the episode?
Uh-oh. Yeah, you might have.
'Cause the last one I remember was the violin.
Okay, so no, I think there was recently another episode with the three
Oh, 'cause they
pigs.
had the two, the one that was one night and then the night right after they had another
Oh
episode and
yeah, that's right.
I forgot about. I keep wanting to see. Okay, yeah, I need to get up. Yeah, no,
I'm
so thank you
sorry,
for
I
the
totally
spoiler,
spoiled it
but
for you.
it was so random that it sounded like another episode that already happened, so I was just like, what? I don't know what that. Okay, whatever. But I do have to agree with you that I like the violin episode. It was really different. It did keep me interested. I liked the DJ with the cat head and the when they were going to the underground warehouse and through all the levels and the
By
candles
the
and
way,
stuff like that.
that's totally Portland. That totally exists. Like raves from the 90s, it's like there's a time portal here where everything is still in the 90s. I swear to God, I can.
Y'all still living in Nirvana.
It's like literally anything that you did in the 90s, you can find here. And so there's raves with like pacifiers and glow sticks and big club kid shoes. That still happens. It's freaky. And then in the same breath, you'll see some dudes in like flannel shirts
Oh,
and
God.
oh my God, it's amazing. I love this place, which is why it's the last character on Grimm. It's like
Yeah.
the extra bonus character on Grimm. Yeah, I hope that it gets better. I feel like they're starting to get out of the safety zone, where they got picked up for, a few more episodes or whatever, and so they might try some original stuff,
Well, I hope so. I really enjoy it, and the only thing that's keeping me watching is the thing with the bees and the Nana Visitor th character saying that the what?
Kira,
Dude,
or
I
whatever.
just said it was Nana Visitor. That's the same person. Come on.
Yes, right. Sorry, I didn't. I
Yeah,
don't
it's
know.
Kira Nerys of Deep Space Nine. Oh my God. Okay, next.
I know, right? I was like, what? She still looks super good.
Yeah, she was on Torchwood. Never watched that, but she was on Torchwood.
Stand people like that who like do not age for 20 years. What?
But okay, so anyway, she was the head bee queen or whatever, and she's like, "Beware of the coming storm." I know that's not what she said, but it amounted to that. So, what's coming? Why is all is there a reason why all of these I guess supernatural beings are coming out all at once? Because he hasn't seen them before or whatever, and what's going on? Is it the Hellmouth all over again?
Yeah, because I guess in the pilot, he hadn't had those visions before. So it's kind of like he reached a certain age in the Grimm family line that causes you to see things and whatever. But anyway, I feel like hopefully there's enough room for interesting plots in the future.
I don't know.
I'm hoping against hope because, unlike Terra Nova, there are some ugly people in this show. It does seem very produced, but it's getting better. They're exploring. They're getting out there a little bit more, which is good. And actually, I'll say that for Terra Nova too. Like, they're starting to branch out and do more interesting plots that are, dare I say, edgier than what they were doing before. I don't know. It's hard to talk about these shows after we've talked about the masterpieces that are American Horror Story and The Walking Dead because there's just no comparison, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, it was like talking about Fright Night and then having to talk about Apollo 18 afterward. Throw a dig in there. I said it was decent. I didn't say liked. Oh, that's great. Okay. Okay, guys, that's our show. We love your feedback. Give us a call at 773-336-2686. Go to our website and leave us a comment at scifipartyline.com. Send us a tweet at scifipartyline. Go to facebook.com/scifipartyline. Leave us a message. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you at the party next time. Bye.
Bye.
End of line.